就那那好，嗯，
So, how many of you know the story of Naaman? You've probably all heard it a few times before, but I want to read that again this morning. It's in 2 Kings chapter 5. It says, Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria, and he was a mighty man of valor, but also a leper. And the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. Then she said to her mistress, If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would heal him of his leprosy. Then Naaman went in and told his master, saying, Thus and thus said the girl who is from the land of Israel. Then the king of Syria said, Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So he departed with him and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, Now be advised, when this letter comes to you that I have sent, Naaman my servant to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy. And it happened, when the king of Israel read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me. So I guess Naaman's commander didn't understand what the servant girl from Israel was saying and thought that it was the king of Israel that could heal leprosy. So it was when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes and that he sent to the king saying, Why have you torn your clothes? Please let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Then Naaman went with his horses and chariot, and he stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. But Naaman became furious, and went away and said, Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me, and stand and call in the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the place, and heal the leprosy. Are not the Abana and the Parpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spoke with him, and said, My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then, when he says to you, Wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his aides, and came and stood before him, and he said, Indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Why do you guys think Naaman didn't want to get into the Jordan River? I'm sure he badly wanted to be cleansed of his leprosy, but he didn't want to get in the river. What do you think that was? Yeah, the river was dirty, but do you think that mattered if he was going to be getting rid of his leprosy? I think, well, it says here, which verse is it? He thought that the man of God was just going to come out and pray over him, and wave his hand over him, and he was going to be healed. He was too proud to get into the river. He didn't want to go down and get into that dirty water. He thought he was too good for that. But his servants told him that if he would do it, they convinced him to do it. They told him if he would do it, if he would humble himself, he would be healed. And that's exactly what he did, and that's what happened. And then he was very glad that he did it. How often are you asked to do something that you don't want to do? Whether it feels like it's not important enough, somebody else should just do it, or it's kind of not a fun job, you really don't like doing it. In Luke, it says, he who shows himself faithful in little things is also faithful in much. And in 1 Corinthians, it says, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So I think it doesn't matter how little it is or how much we don't like doing it. If we can do it joyfully, not only is that honoring God by doing what we're asked, but we also feel pretty good about it when we do a job joyfully. And it's surprising how much fun a job that normally isn't fun can be when we do it joyfully to bring glory to God. So something that I've had to learn, and I thought maybe you guys would like to hear it, when you have something that's not fun, if you do it joyfully and do it as well as you can, you'll end up actually enjoying it in the end. You can go back to your parents.